Actress Rose McGowan apologizes to Iran for Soleimani airstrike. "I don't side with morally corrupt USA." By Simon Kent and Jerome Hudson on January 3, 2020. Actress Rose McGowan apologized on behalf of America for the U.S. military airstrike near Baghdad's airport that killed Tehran's top general Qasem Soleimani. As Breitbart News reported, the U.S. military, at the direction of President Donald Trump, killed Iran's most significant military figure, Qasem Soleimani, in airstrikes that struck a huge blow to the Islamic Republic. Rose McGowan responded by apologizing. "Dear #Iran, the USA has disrespected your country, your flag, your people. 52% of us humbly apologize. We want peace with your nation. We are being held hostage by a terrorist regime. We do not know how to escape. Please do not kill us," the Scream actress said in a late-night rant. "Thanks a lot, dickhead," McGowan tweeted at President Donald Trump before attempting to explain how it is only logical to appeal to Iran's pride by apologizing. "Of course #Soleimani was an evil, evil man who did evil, evil things. But that at this moment is not the fucking point. The United States is morally corrupt and acts illegally. It is only logical to appeal to Iran's pride by apologizing. I'm taking one for the team." #TeamStayAlive, the actress activist said about a man who was personally responsible for the murder of thousands of innocents both in Iran and in neighboring countries, including hundreds of Americans. "Fuck your freedom and shove it up your #MAGA ass, the charmed star said in reaction to one Twitter user. McGowan then declared, "I do not side with Iran, but I most definitely do not side with the USA." The actress then suggested the possibility of World War III. "I'm a registered Republican in California. I loathe the Clintons. I hate Trump. I will not vote Republican, but I cannot vote Democrat. I'd rather know what evil I'm getting, so I'll go Republican. This is about World War III, so none of that shit matters anyway," she said. "I will never vote Republican. I want the Democrats to win because we are less likely to die. I am a conscientious objector to the USA. Its policies, lies, corruption, nationalism, racism, and deep misogyny. It is our right and duty as citizens to dissent," McGowan said about the country that made her a millionaire. McGowan, one of Harvey Weinstein's rape accusers, has never been shy of entering the public domain and debating social issues. Although the irony of her not supporting America for taking action against a regime that slaughters women, among many other evils, appears lost on her. This is the same person who conflated voting for Donald Trump with sexual assault. As Breitbart News reported, when McGowan said people who voted for Trump are victims of the same brainwashing that affects women who are complicit in helping to cover up sexual misconduct crimes. Just last year, McGowan declared living in America was more traumatizing than being raised in a cult. "America was a lot more traumatizing to me, actually," Rose McGowan told FUBAR Radio, as Breitbart News reported. "I found America much, much more hardcore than the cult," she said. McGowan was born in Italy and spent the first decade of her life in the Children of God group, a polygamous cult that her parents were involved in. Update. Early Friday, Rose McGowan attempted to walk back her remarks, saying it's her right to freak out. "Okay, so I freaked out because we may have any impending war. Sometimes it's okay to freak out on those in power. It's our right," she said. "That is what so many brave soldiers have fought for. That is democracy. I do not want any more American soldiers killed. That's it." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.